Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Tov Lamed Beis. We are on page 6. Siman Tov Lamed Beis is Din Birchas Bedikas Chametz, the halachos of the bracha of Bedikas Chametz. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kodem Sheyaschir Livdok, before a person begins checking, Yivarech Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoso V'tzivonu Al Bir Chametz. He makes the bracha of Al Bir Chametz before the Bedika. The Ramah says, "V'im hischil livdok below bracha." If he started checking without making a bracha, he forgot to make the bracha, and he already started checking. Yivarech kolzman shelosiyim bedikaso. He could still make the bracha so long that he did not complete the bedika. Then the Mechaber says, "V'izor shelo yedaber bein habracha letchilas habedika." One should be careful not to speak between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika. V'tov shelo yedaber v'dvarim acherim, and it's good not to speak about other topics ad sheigmar kol habedika, till you finish the entire bedika. Kedei sheyosem alibo livdok b'chol mekom shevachlisim b'chametz, in order that you should pay attention to check all the places that you bring in chametz. So the Mechaber at the end is saying two things. Number one, between the bracha and the bedika, no speaking at all. And number two, it's good not to speak other topics while you're in the middle of the bedika until you complete the bedika. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, Kodem Sheyaschil Lidok. We said before you start the bedika, you make a bracha, Kedei Shetehei HaBracha Over Las Yosan. We say it before the bedika, so the bracha could be Over Las Yosan before you do the mitzvah. Sifkatan Beis Yivarech, Yesh Omrim Shetov Sheyitel Yodav Kodem. There are some who say that it's good to wash your hands before. V'hurak Mishum Nekios, it's only because of cleanliness. Now there is an interesting note over here. Note number one discusses why don't we make a Shechianu on Bedikas Chametz. So he brings down about five reasons. So if you look at note number one, V'tama davar she'em bevarachin bircha Shechianu al Bedikas Chametz, why don't we say a brach of Shechianu on the Bedikas Chametz? So Kosav HaRosh, Shekevan Shematoras HaBedika Hi Letzarach HaChag. Since the purposes of the Bedika is for the Yontif itself, Somchim al bircha Shechianu Shemavarachin b'chag atzmo. So we rely, it's a little bit funny, because we rely on the Shechianu that we make on Yontif. The Bedika was a day before, and we're relying on the Shechianu that we say a day later on the Yontif. That's what the Rosh says. And next paragraph, he brings another reason for the tour. Lefi she'ena mitzvah tuluya bizman mesuyim dafka. Shechianu is made on a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman. It has a set time. Here, Bedikas Chametz does not have a specific time. Even though it does, but what do you mean it doesn't? Sharei hamefarish bayam, one that takes off to the sea, vayotze bishyaro, is going in a caravan, v'daita lasar kodem Pesach or Pesach as, when he plans on coming back right before Pesach or on Pesach itself, he's chayev livdok afilu mei Rosh Hashanah. He's chayev to bedika earlier. So sometimes you're chayev to bedika earlier, so it's not always in a set time. That's what the Torah says. Next paragraph, he brings another reason from the Abu Draham, that he writes, "She'ein mevarachon shechianu el bedavar she'esh bo simcha v'hanos v'hanol aguf." You only make a shechianu on a mitzvah that brings joy and has pleasure to the body. Ubedikas chametz she'esh tzar be'ibud achametz ubesreifaso and fakert. Bedikas chametz, you have tzar because you're losing your chametz and you are burning it. Another reason for the Abu Draham, "She'ein mevarachon ella al mitzvah she'asiyasa hikumar mitzvaso." We only make a shechianu when the mitzvah that you're doing now is the completion of the mitzvah. The habedika eino gemara mitzvah el habiyahu gemara mitzvah. As we'll see soon in the Mishabura, the destroying of the chametz the next day is really the completion, and we don't make a shechianu if it's not the completion of the mitzvah. And we'll read the last reason he brings over here from the Meiri. She'ein mevarachan shechianu al mitzvah she'ein ikra la'atzma. If a mitzvah is not really there for itself, elo laharchokas aveira, it's only to keep away from aveira, we don't make a shechianu. The afa bedika ain't a matar la'atzma. There's no din be'etzem in itself to do the bedika chametz. She'ena nasis el kadesh lo yimtza chametz pesach. It's only to help you be mekayim your mitzvah of staying away from chametz on Pesach. So it's not really the end goal is not the bedika itself, even though it is a mitzvah. But on such a mitzvah that's really there for something else, says the Meiri, you don't make a shechianu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkat and Gimel. The bracha on the bedika is al bir chametz. The afa gav de eno mevar ad lemochar, even though you are not destroying the chametz until the next day, mikol makom still kevan de bedika zol tzarach biur. Since the bedika is for the end goal of destroying the chametz, having me'ein habiur, this is like the destruction, and you make the bracha on the destruction. The ein mevarchen al bedikas chametz, we do not make a bracha of al bedikas chametz. The Ein Zesof Mitzvah. So this is not the end game of the mitzvah. The Gam Ein Mevarchen Al Bittel Chametz. We also don't make a bracha on the nullification on the bittel of the chametz. Kevon De Ikra Bittel Tali Belev. Because as we discussed in the last couple of shiurim, bittel is really dependent on your heart. The Ein Mevarchen Al Dvarim Shev Lev. We don't make a bracha on things that are in our heart. In Beirach Levayr Yotzef, instead of saying the bracha of Al Bir Chametz, you said Levayr Chametz, you are Yotze. Sevkat and Dalet, Kodz Mancha Elosim B'dikasa, if you forgot to make the bracha in the beginning, so long that you are still in the middle of the B'dika, you can make the bracha. The Kodz Mancha Elosim, so long that you didn't finish the mitzvah, Mikri Adayin over Lasiyasu, it's still considered over Lasiyasu, it's like before you did the mitzvah, because you still have a chelik of the mitzvah to come. But if you finish the bedikah totally, you should not make the bracha afterwards. Ella, rather, what should you do? You should make the bracha the next day when you're burning your chametz. After all, the ham mevarchin, I'll be your chametz. The bracha is on the burning of the chametz, on the destroying of the chametz. So if you forgot to make it before the bedikah, and you finish all bedikah, so just make it tomorrow before the sreifa. The afal pisha bitlo esmo b'shas bedika. I, at night, after the bedika, you already did bitl, so you nullified it, it's not even yours anymore. Says the Mishaburo, you can still make the bracha of al b'yor chametz the next day, because mikomokom chayev l'sorfo mitakonas l'chametz. The chacham said, this chametz that you had at night, the yom avatel, you have to burn it. V'od, and furthermore, the ha'oz omar kol chamira deloch azite. When you say the bittel at night, it's a different language than you say in the bittel during the day. The bittel at night, you say any chametz that I did not see. The chametz shera lo bittel. And you were not mevatel, the chametz that you saw, the chametz that you knew about, you weren't mevatel, that's your chametz you have to burn, and therefore it would be appropriate to make the bracha the next morning of al b'yor chametz. That is shita number one. V'yesh me'achronim desvir lehu. There are achronim that hold. De lo nitkana habracha ki'in be'es habedika. The bracha was only established at night by the shas bedika. Uledaitam. And according to them, yivarech b'shas sreifa below shem malchus. There really was no bracha instituted on the actual burning, even though the bracha is al b'yor chametz. It was only instituted at night before the bedika. So if you forgot to make it, you finished the bedika, you could make it the next day, but without shem malchus. Bottom line, says the Chafetz Chaim, v'nirish harotze lismoch ulevarech, one who wants to rely on the shita, number one, and actually make a bracha during the day, ein mochem v'yado, we do not protest against him, the yesh l'almi lismoch, he certainly has on whom to rely. Sivkotan hey, the Mechaber said you should be careful not to speak between the bracha and the bedika. U b'dievet imsoch, b'dvarim she'ein tzar bedika, b'dievet, if you spoke between your bracha and the beginning of your bedika, lagabe things that are not nogeh to your bedika, yachzer v'yavarech, you have to go back and make another bracha. The hivsik bein ha-bracha la-mitzvah, you umasik between the bracha and the mitzvah. You shouldn't speak even about the mitzvah, but if you spoke about the mitzvah, b'dyevet, it would be okay, you would not need a new bracha. Sivkot and vav, the mechaber said at the end of the siv, that it is good not to speak throughout the entire bedika, so you stay focused. But over there, if you did speak, you certainly would not need to make a new bracha. Since you made the bracha and you already started the mitzvah after the bracha was already chal. And lagabe speaking during the bedika about things that are no geir to the bedika, telling someone to check a certain place, lamashal, gam lechatchila yuchal adaber. That's the chatchila mutter to do and to say during the bedika. Sheze ein choshev hefsek klal. That's not called a hefsek. That's considered part of the mitzvah. Says the mechaber siv beis. Bivrocha achas yochol livdo kamabatim. With one bracha, you can check various houses. The imbal habayis rotz, and if the bal habayis wants, yamid midebeso etzlo b'shashu mevarech, he should gather his family members around when he makes the bracha. V'yispazru livdok ish ish b'mikomo. And they should then spread out, and each one should check his own room. Al smach bracha shebera bal habayis, reliant on the bracha that the bal habayis makes. The Ramah says, "V'nohagim lohaniach pesisei chametz b'mokom sheimtzoim habodek." The minhag is, as we know, to put out pieces of chametz in a place where the one who is checking will find them. Kidei shelo yehei birchasa levatola. Zok the Ramah, the reason is we don't want it to be a bracha levatola if you don't find anything, and therefore we have a minhag to put out 10 pieces of bread. We'll see 10 later on in the Mishaburah. Then the Rambam says, however, in lo nosan lo ikev, if you did not put out the pieces of bread, it's not ma'akev, the mitzvah, the das kol odem im abracha, because everyone's mindset with the bracha is, levair im nimtza, that we're going to destroy the chametz if we find it. It's not a bracha on finding the chametz, it's a bracha that if you find it, you will destroy it, and therefore, the kolbo says, it would not be a bracha vatola, so if you didn't put out the bread, it's not a problem. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Zayin, a person who's checking numerous houses can rely on one bracha. V'hahalicha mibayis labayis lahavi hefsek. Walking from one house to another is not considered a hefsek. V'ayin b'chai odom shekosa. Look in the chai odom who writes. Din bodek beso v'chanuso. If he's checking his house and his store. V'achonus hu b'chatzer acheres. And the store is in a different chatzer. Tzarech lachzor levarech. Then he would have to go back and make another bracha, because although we said different houses, the halicha is not a hefsek, that's if it's within one chatzar. But going to another chatzar, there already the halicha would be a hefsek. However, Matzasi b'chog Yosef b'mayim Mordechai shedaitam, they hold the kulu chad mitzvahi. They hold it's all one mitzvah, no matter how many homes you are checking, or stores. Shemuchuyav leilech v'livdo kolam mekamo sheish b'm chametz. You have to go and check all the places that you have chametz in. V'ein shayach lomer dalicha v'hefsek b'zeh. And therefore, that's the mitzvah, to go all the places you have chametz. So how could the halicha be a hefsek? In the notes, they discuss the chiluk that if a person puts on his talis katan at home and makes a bracha, and then he walks to shul and puts on a talis gadol, he has to make another bracha. Our minhag is not to make a bracha on a talis katan at home. We make only a bracha on a talis gadol, covers both. But one who makes it at home, the mechaber tells us that he needs another bracha and he goes to shul. The walking is a hefsek. The chiluk is that each pair of tzitzis, or each four-corner garment you put on, has its own mitzvah tzitzis. Mashenken b'digas chametz is one big mitzvah to check all your chametz. So if you're going to different places, the halicha would not be hefsek. That's just doing your mitzvah and checking all your places. Sivkot and ches. The mechaber said that a person who is the Baal Bayis, and he's a smart Baal Bayis, he doesn't want to do the whole b'dika himself, he gathers his family, they all hear the bracha, and then they spread out to their different rooms. Says the Mishabura, v'hu adin acher she'enu b'dei beiso. It's lav dafka, that it's only his household members, he can gather anyone to help him with his b'dika. Eladiber behove, he's just discussing a more common case, that a person normally will get his family members to help him. U'kidi'isa b'shas, and like the Gemara brings down, that people used to get others involved in the b'dika, di'esh mekomo she'soch and livdo. There were places where they hired people to do the b'dika, so they certainly were getting other people involved. The alko ponem yisayei ledover, but at the very least, the Baal Bayis should help in the b'dika. Ki mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, there is a bigger mitzvah to do things by yourself than with a shaliach. So even if you need helpers, but you certainly should take part somewhat. V'hinei midina yachol lismo b'bedika afilu anoshim v'avadim. Really, mikra din, you can rely on the b'dika that is done by women or slaves. V'lo al shivcha nachra shalanu, but not our goyish shivchas. V'ketanim, you can rely on noshim avadim ketanim. But mikol mokom l'chadchila nachon shalu lismoch ela al anoshim b'nei chorin shegiu l'chal mitzvos. But really, the proper thing to do is only to rely on men that are free, that have reached the category of mitzvot, the Hainu Meyurgim Moshana Veil, the 13 years and up. Lefisha Bedika Kehilchasa Yesh Betar Godol, because doing the Bedika properly is a big tircha. V'yesh Locho Sheme Yisatzlu V'lo Yivdiku Yafa, and those people, the Noshim Avodim Ketanim, are worried they might be a little bit lazy and they won't check properly. Sevkotan Tes B'shoshu Mevarach, we said gather the family when you are making your bracha, Kedei Sheyetzu B'vrachaso, so they could be Yotze in your bracha, V'yanu Amin Abachaso, and they could answer Amin on your bracha. Sevkotan Yud Al-Smach Bracha, they can go around and check their places reliant on your bracha. V'im HaBalabayis Eino Bode Klal, if the one who is owning the house is not planning on checking at all, Umitzave La'acher Livdok, he's having someone else do the bedika for him. Also, acher mevarich, the person who's doing the bedika for him should make the bracha. Tahavi kishlucho gamel in a bracha. Not only is a shliel gabi the mitzvah, he's also a shliel gabi the bracha. Let the person doing the bedika make the bracha for you. Sivkatan yud aleph. Again, the mechaber said, if you're getting other people to help you, they can go check their rooms, reliant on your bracha. V'im lo shamu birchaso. But if the other people that are going to help with the bedika did not hear your bracha, lechatchila ein l'shalchem livdok. Lechatchila, you shouldn't send them to check. Umikol makom, but still, im kosher lo ligmar abedika ba'atzmo. If it's hard for you to finish a bedika on your own, yochel levakish la'acher sheyaseenu. You can ask from someone else to help you. Va'os la'acher eino tzarach levarach. That other person does not need to make a bracha. Shekol habedika mitzvah achasi. The whole bedika is one mitzvah. Ukvar beirach habalabayis aleha. Once the Baal Bayis makes a bracha on the bedikah, even if the helper was not there to hear the bracha, he still would not make his own bracha on this bedikah, one bracha per bedikah. And now we get to the Ramah. We're going to see the Mishabur over here, and we'll see some very important notes as well. So the Ramah said the minhag is to put out pieces of chametz where they can be found in order that the bracha should not be a bracha levatola. Says the Mishabura, Hainu, chametz kosher shelo yisbarer. Point number one is you want to put out chametz that's hard, that's not going to spread out and make crumbs. V'gam b'mokom mishumer. Also, you want to put it in a guarded place. Mibneat tinokos v'achbarim. You don't want to have children or mice moving things around. So you want to be careful what you put out. Sekaton yud gimel. Mihu. That's on the next line of the Ramah, where the Ramah said, if you didn't put it out, it's not ma'akev, because the mindset of a person is that he's going to destroy it if he finds it. Cholek al zeh. He argues on the first point of the Ramah, the ain't kan shash bracha levatola. There's absolutely no concern, according to him, of a bracha levatola. The chein hu ha-mitzvah, because that is the mitzvah. Livdo ka-chametz, ulachapes acharav, to be searching for chametz, shema yimtza, that you might find it. V'imlo yimtza im b'kachlov. If you don't find it, that's fine. You did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to look, not to find. And therefore, not a problem. V'ataz kosav o, the Taz writes further, the habrocha koi amashi yivar lomocher bivadai mashi yishar mechiloso. Anyway, says the Taz, what are we worried about the bracha of atala? The bracha is albir chametz. And you plan on burning tomorrow anyway, that which you leave over from breakfast. You're having stuff to burn. It's irrelevant of the bedikah. The bracha is perfectly fine on what you're going to burn tomorrow. Ella, shemehayom masil ayedei habedikah v'kanal besimet toflam et alav. Just that from today, the mitzvah starts through the bedikah. V'chein hiskimu achronim ledina. And that's how the achronim are maskin ledina. That even if you don't have the pieces of chametz put out, it would not be a bracha levatala. It would be fine. V'ayin b'chok Yaakov shekosav. Look in the Chok Yaakov who writes, "Demikomokom ein kedai levatal minuk shal Yisrael." Even though we're saying it's not really necessary to put out the bread, but you shouldn't be mevatal the minuk of Klal Yisrael. V'ayin shom shenosan ta'amim la'minuk. Look over there where he brings down reasons for the minuk of putting out the bread, and we'll see that shortly in the notes. V'gam ha'arizal kosav minhag zeh. Also, the Arizal brings down this minhag. V'shiyaniach asara psisim. The Arizal is the one who says you put out 10 pieces of bread. Achein. Yesh li zar harbe. Again, emphasizing that one should be very careful. Shelo yovar elcha min apsisim. That you shouldn't lose any one of the pieces. V'ayin b'shari tshuva. So I'd like to read the Shar Tzion in Os Yud Beis. And then we're going to go to the back of the Sefer on page number 3 to see some very practical notes. So in Sivkotun Yud Beis, it's going on the Auschim Mishabura said the Chok Yaakov writes, it's not Kedadim Mavat of the Minog of Israel. That nowadays, Shaminog Lechabed Ulonako Sabayas Mikoch Shash Chametz Kodum El Yudalad. Now that we check, we sweep, we wash, we clean our houses from any concern of Chametz before the night of B'digas Chametz, Yesh Leminog Ze Yisod Medina. So then there's a serious din to have the bread there, because what are you doing? If you're not finding chametz that you're putting out, you already checked the whole house, so then the ikra din, you would need to have the bread there. So if you turn out to page number 3 in the back, we're going to read a few notes. First of all, note number 16, he brings down, we're on page 3 in the back, on the bottom. Note 16, v'al-chazanish lo noig minak zed. The chazanish was not noig to put out pieces of bread. That is point number 1. Now, if you look at note number 17, the last paragraph, v'habode kodem orli yudalad, one who checks before the night of the 14th, before Leil B'digas Chametz, kigon sheyotze mibeis akonah Pesach, he's going away for Yontif. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes, she'ein lo lahania psisim. If you're doing an early bedikah because you're going away, you do not have to put out pieces of bread. She'kein tam hanochas apsisim. After all, the reason that we saw so far of putting down the bread is mishum shash bracha levatala. V'abode kodem yudalad belav hocheinu mevarach. You don't make a bracha if it's not the night of bedikas chametz. So if you're not making a bracha, there's no concern of bracha levatala. You don't need to put out the bread. Kefisha kosav ra'amol kamon. Then he writes, if you skip 3 lines, Me'idach on the other hand, Rav Yashiv writes, Shelefi ma shemuvua b'shem ha'ari, according to what we just saw at the end of the Mishavua from the Arizal, Sheyesh sod godol b'anochos apsisim, there's some big sodos There's some serious secrets going on in putting out the pieces of bread. So efsher sheyesh la efsher. It's possible that you should still put out the psisim gam kishabodah kodem yudalad. Even if you go away for yontif, if you're checking earlier, maybe, says Rav Yashi, l'fi darizah, there'll be an inyan to put out the bread as well. V'odah, furthermore, shekishemenichen psisim, when you put out the bread, yitain habodek elibo livdok heitev. It's just a chizuk to check a little better, because you have to make sure you find them. So it's a chizuk in the bedika. Ukefish shekosavachog Yaakov, hamuva bahar haba, like we'll see right now, in the Chog Yaakov. Note number 18. We said in the Mishnah Berurah, look over there for other reasons. Sham kasa b'shem maharivil. Shem yivdok v'lo yimtza. If a person doesn't put out any bread, and he does b'dikas chametz, he doesn't find anything, so yesh locho sheyishkach levatel as chametz b'shas habir. The next day, you're supposed to burn the chametz, and then say a bittul. If you don't find any chametz, and assuming you have no leftovers for breakfast, you have no chametz to burn, so we're worried you might not say the bittul. Ulefikach, and therefore, menichem psisei chametz, therefore we put out pieces of bread, kidei sheyimtzoim, so you should find them, ubishah sheyivarim yisker levatel, and by remembering to burn, you can do the bittul. Even the Gemara discusses it. It's hard to remember to do a bittul stam. The bittul is always attached to something. At night we do a bittul right after the bedika, and during the day we do a bittul right after the beer. So we want to have it attached, so we want the bittul during the day after the beer, so we want a beer. Lamela, we want you to have pieces of bread that you find. That's reason number one. Tam acher kosav shama chok Yaakov. Another reason brought down over there from the chok Yaakov. Sheim yivdok v'lo yimtza davar. If you're going to do b'dikas chametz and find nothing, la'achar zman ma yisrashel b'bedika. 2 years in a row, you check, you don't find anything. So the third year, you're not down. Lefikach, menichen lo psisim. Therefore, we put out pieces of bread. Shal yidei sheim tzoyim yitin alibo livdok heitev ula yimtza od. Once you know there's bread there, like we said before, it's a drive to check further and to actually look for the bedika. Once you don't find anything a few times, you're not going to take the bedika very seriously. And one more note over here, note number 19. This is going on the Shaar Tzion that we just said that nowadays, where we clean the houses before Pesach, so there might be an ikar adin to this minhag of putting out the bread. So says note number 19 of Bizmanenu nowadays, Shenohagim Lenakos Esabayas Hetev, where we know the minhag is to check the house, clean the houses very well. Rav Yashiv says, Shemi ikar adin tzarech laniyah psisim, like we saw in the Shaar Tzion, there's an ikar adin, you have to put out the bread. Ve'im lo hinichum, and if you don't put out the bread, says Rav Yashiv, ein levarach ala bedika, don't make a bracha. Sharei kodem habedika kvar misheshu v'kibdu betatia u'bishtifa eskal makomos agluyim. Because before the bedika, you already swept and washed all the places that are revealed. So what are we making a bracha on? V'chorum ustokim shebehem yesh livdok l'oraner hara'ena mitzuyim bebatenu. The nooks and crannies that Chazal talk about, we don't have that nowadays. So therefore, what are you making a bracha on? Zakhar v'yashev, nowadays, if the house is so clean before the bedika, if you don't put out the pieces, don't make a bracha. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman argues. He writes, shechova levarich gam im lo hinichum. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, there's a chiyuv to make a bracha on the bedika even if you don't put out pieces of bread, even nowadays when the houses are clean. Shekein b'yameinu sheshotfin u'menakim es habayis heitev. Nowadays, when we wash and clean the house well, ein chovas habedika mishum mitzias hachametz v'otzos habayis. The chiyuv bedika nowadays is not to look for chametz. Sounds funny. We're not looking for chametz. We're not trying to find chametz and get out of the house. It's already done. Sharei ezek kvar osu. That was already done the last few weeks. Kesheniku heita b'yomim shekodem haPesach. We already got rid of the chametz. That's not the purpose of bedikas chametz nowadays, says Rosh Zalman. Ella, inyono shel habedika hu, the purpose of the bedika nowadays is livchom im ochein niku heitev. It's an overview to see if the house was cleaned well. To make sure no one brought chametz in after it was cleaned. One who just does that, he oversees to make sure that it was taka cleaned in all the places and no new chametz was brought in. So that's the kim of the mitzvah. Even if there's no chametz in the house. And therefore, according to Shlomo Zalman, even if you don't put out pieces of chametz, you have the regular chiyuv bedika in that way. And therefore, of course, you would make the bracha. We'll stop here, and we'll continue Vayter Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.